We checked. Our thumbs are healthy, so here goes. Here's Bruce.
My thumb is up to the National Hockey League, the National Hockey League Players Association, and both of them for skating to where the puck's going to be by forming a formal partnership with You Can Play. It's a simple organization. It's trying to eradicate homophobia in sports. If you can play, you can play. That's all you need to know. Well, what happened here is the NHLPA and the NHL got together for the second time in the short history of Don Fehr and Gary Bettman and agreed that this was the right thing to do. There's going to be a time where a player is going to come out in professional sports, major professional sports, and say he's gay. And that's going to be a big deal. There's going to be a time where a player is going to come out and no one's going to raise an eyebrow. This week, hockey led the way. It was a huge leap forward.
And Gary Bettman and Donald Fehr on the right side of history.
Absolutely.
Steve.
My thumb is down to whomever from the NBA called Spencer Haywood this week to inform him he'd been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Basketball Hall of Fame. What a terrible hoax. Haywood was so excited he called his agent, and his agent leaked the news to a couple of agencies, and suddenly the story's out that Spencer Haywood, after all these years, has been elected to the Hall of Fame. Well, it turns out he wasn't elected. He was a finalist. He didn't get in. He's heartbroken. He's been heartbroken for a very long time. This is one of the important figures in basketball history that's been bypassed year after year after suing the NBA in 1971. He deserves to be in. He doesn't deserve to be made fun of.
In fact, he was traded to the Penguins. Michael.
My thumb is up to the best players of the world playing hockey in Sochi. Yes, the women, they're going, and it should be great. Another great world championship this week in Ottawa. Team USA won 3-2. We can expect a replay in the gold medal game. These countries keep getting better and better. The U.S. with speed and skill, Canada with its smarts. And if the men don't go, at least we will have a women's gold medal game to remember.
It's the only thing we can say certainly for the Olympics. We know who's going to play for gold in that sport.
Nice prediction, Michael.
Okay. That's
bold.
There's a theme of bad news for Los Angeles running through this show, Kobe and Greinke. And I will extend it with a thumbs down to Josh Hamilton and the L.A. Angels. Hamilton is a $125 million bust so far, and he added embarrassment to everything else he's dealing with when he lost track of outs on Friday night, running from first base on a foul pop. He thought there were two outs when there was only one. He became the third out on a game-ending play. The Angels fell to 2-8 at the time. They lost that game, mind you, to the Houston Astros, supposedly the worst team in baseball history. Well, last night was better. Hamilton homered and managed to touch all four bases, and the Angels beat those Houston Astros. The end of this show requires just what have we dealt with here? The most controversial day in Masters history, maybe. Leafs, Canadians, all these injuries. That's why we're here, right?
Absolutely. Covered all the bases as opposed to Josh Hamilton.
What did we miss?
We didn't miss anything except we anticipate the Masters today. This should be an incredible Sunday. And this will be Tiger Woods' Master no matter where he finishes.
We missed A-Rod apparently buying documents from the steroid clinic where he was allegedly treated. Major League Baseball apparently is on the case. We missed that.
Well, he can afford to buy just about anything he wants.
A-Rod is sending a letter to Tiger of thanks.
All right, let's see what happens in the Masters and in the NHL and in Major League Baseball and in the NBA and everything else today. And we're back here 1 week from today.